For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This tape is Friday evening, September the 3rd, 1982. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance seminar. Chuck Flynn is the teacher of the evening.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How beautiful it is. Hebrews, the 8th chapter, still there. Thank you, brother. Just beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. These services, even though we're ready, we are prepared in some sense, we have a priority of the Holy Ghost move. It seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us. So we love to see and feel and bask in His presence. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing to enter into His praise. His presence is here in a beautiful way. I believe you're going to see that the praise atmosphere is going to be that tremendous washing of your spirit, and the debris of life will be cleansed from your spirit, soul, and body just by praising and wonderfully relaxing at His feet. Hallelujah. The theme of the seminar, or as my portion is, the crescendos of Jesus, the spiritual crescendos of the Word of God, that which reaches a height of emphasis and tremendous imprinting upon our spirit as we study the Word. Hebrews 8, verse 1, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. This is the summary. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example, please underline, and shadow of heavenly things. Here we have the anointing now of the Spirit and the events of the priestly anointing is a shadow of heavenly things or spiritual power in the life of the believer. Spiritual accomplishments, principles of great strides of joy are released in us, because what happens in the authority of the past or the old covenant is to be expressed in us in our day. Hallelujah. Now in verse 5, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things, please underline, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better pattern. Covenant and pattern are the same. Could you please put that in there? They complement each other. A better pattern or better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word, and we speak life unto the word. Live in the name of Jesus. We command the word to live in every heart and to loose the authority of the Lord in all areas and realms of maturity and power and glory, that your life will be upon us because you are the pattern son. And we thank you, Lord, that we are being changed from glory to glory into thine image. Hallelujah. Verse 2, I minister. Verse 6, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. The word minister, one word is very unusual, liturgos. Liturgos is the servant type or officer as a public servant, carries with it a kingdom emphasis. Another word is, I want you to put down by verse 2, the same word in our English is minister, but it's in Acts 16, chapter 26. Acts 26, chapter 16. We found out that there were seven convocations in the Old Covenant that are to be expressed in a more excellent ministry. They were shadow of heavenly things. How many have had your feast of Passover? Amen? You're born again with the precious blood. Why do we use the word Passover? This explains a little bit more the full potential of the blood in the word Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. What is implied there? You have to go back now to Exodus 12, and you see that the little lamb, being a year old, was placed in a pen and covered up with hides and other types of material so the little lamb could not scratch itself or break any bones or be marred in any way. From March the 10th to March the 14th, N-I-S-A-N, Nisan, the Jewish month is, which is our month of April. March. So March is the feast of Passover. March the 14th, we know the exact day that our Lord gave of himself, because it's the day of the lamb being sacrificed for the Passover feast. So Jesus said, it is finished. On March the 14th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the exact timing was complete. That's when the little lambs were being sacrificed and the covenant of the cutting was made so that the blood could be shed, and the covenant of the cutting brought forth the blood that passed over you and I. Therefore, the cutting of the covenant was upon Jesus. And the sword that pierced and cut, there was a sword that, because of David sending Uriah over to what we call Ammon Jordan, cross the Jordan River, up the huge mountains into Ammon, Uriah was sent and put in the front of the battle. His wife, Bathsheba, David kept her for himself. So the ruins of where Uriah was killed is still in Ammon, Jordan. You can still see the ruins and the walls are still there. And a sword came upon the house of David, and that sword kept the curse of the sword that kept with David's descendants until his greater son, Jesus. And when the covenant of sacrifice was made and Jesus was crucified, the cutting of his side dispensed with the curse, the sword of the curse, and it was turned into the sword or the rhema of David's greater son and the house of his descendants, which we are the seed of David. And now we have the sword, but it is not the sword of the curse. It is now the sword to preserve mankind, and not out of pride or arrogance or lust, not out of the ways and the counsel of men, but now the sword is upon us by the counsel of the Holy Ghost. And when Jesus was lifted up by Simeon to be dedicated, he said, "Now this child shall be for the falling and rising of many." This child. There has always been a messianic emphasis in the approach of the kingdom of God. This is going to be one of the greatest effects in the dedication of Simeon of Jesus that shall expand the 2,000-year period that it happened. And you and I, because Simeon said this child is going to be for the falling and rising of many, you and I will see the great effect upon the harvest that we are about to receive of souls seeking God. Our highways will be filled with repentant hearts. The very first sign is when many men begin to repent. And unsaved husbands begin to repent. That's the sign that's going to be greater than the charismatic move ever thought of being. And when that happens, friend, look up. There's going to be men that will pull off the side of our expressways and international roads and I-40s that will get right with God, and we're going to see tremendous repentant hearts, and our churches, our camps, our buildings will not be able to hold the harvest, and every one of you will become the full potential of ministry that you are hungry now to receive. Full-time ministries will not even begin to touch the harvest that God's going to bring because of the sacrifice of children through the ages. He's going to call upon the last day people to give account of the sacrifice of children from the worship of Baal and Chemosh unto our day when we call it abortion. But God's going to bring guilt and conviction, and we'll see the great harvest before the coming of the Lord. And the Razorback stadiums and the Angel stadiums in California and our baseball and our sports stadiums will be turned into great praise meetings, because God is going to bring this earth to His knees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To its knees and to Him. He's not going to wait for 1 out of 10 anymore. Those days of His grace are over. Mr. Good Guy is over. He's going to call on men everywhere to repent. And that's why Simeon gave us a little bit of an insight. This child be for the falling and rising of many. That didn't happen in his first coming. going to happen before his second coming. Hallelujah. And then he turns to Mary and he says, "And a sword shall pierce thy soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts can be revealed." My Jesus. From the sacrifice of children down through the ages, not only in false religions of Chemosh and Baal worship. Did you know abortion is another form of just Baal worship? Sacrificing of children. You think, oh my, all of those ancient religious worships, my, how could the people, what do you mean how could, we're doing the same thing, the results are the same. Still children. We just call it something else. Because the enemy knows that we wouldn't go for any type of idolatry, although it's in another form of idolatry. Instead of a figure, it's a principle of lust. But the results are the same. Children are being sacrificed because of the lusts of men. God hasn't changed. Satan hasn't changed. It's all the same battle. And now we're beginning to see that men everywhere, it's coming to a crescendo of conflict. Hallelujah. For you that minister among children, I'd like to prove this by the word, and you should have this in marked in your Bible, that all of us as ministers of children in our families, there's two scriptures that are intended to be directed to children and the Messiah as a child. And that's Isaiah 50, verse 4 and 5. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. These are especially attributed to the Messiah, Jesus, when he was a child. All right, Isaiah 50. The Lord God, in verse 4, hath given me the tongue of the learned. Underline, the tongue of the learned. And put down there, Jesus, when he was 12 years of age, this scripture was fulfilled in the life of Jesus when he was 12. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. For the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. This is what's going to give the body of Christ such power and anointing. I turn not away back. The authority upon children, the anointing of the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit shall be so powerful that this will produce such a willing heart among God's people. Did you know that when he rules with a rod of iron, you and I are the rod of iron? What that means is the backbone of his people. He will rule with the backbone of his people. We're the rod of iron. Isaiah said the government shall be upon his shoulder. At the Jewish weddings of Isaiah's day, the bridegroom would take the cape and on the right corner and put it over his bride, therefore resting his right hand on her shoulder. This was a way of sealing their vows with each other. So Isaiah said, his government, or the government, shall be upon his shoulder, which is the bride of the Lord, you and I. So the tongue of the learned has come upon the body of Christ, and of course not just children of any of that age. That will be one of the signets of great praise and victory. But the tongue of the learned will be so profound that God's anointing will be upon every heart to speak the authority of the Word. And that tremendous confession of anointing shall be upon every child of God, that you're not just going to be wishy-washy, you're going to see the strong authority of God giving you a backbone of joy. Hallelujah. And this is why the authority of the Lord is saying now, get ready, the sword of the Lord that was to be given to Mary is going to bring great strength to the people of God. We are the backbone. We are the rod of iron of His anointing. Now, by Isaiah 50, verse 4 and 5, and of course the open ear, He said, I will not be rebellious. That means that the Lord is using you as a great weapon. He said Israel is a deceitful bow. And the way the Lord is tempering our lives to be a weapon is that He's taken His bow. And when you ever string a bow, when you put the bow, which is against the grain, and the pressure to push that bow against the grain, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, until the string sings. And that's why Jonathan had a bow that would not twist back on him. And Jesus is saying, my people, I'm going to give them the tongue of the learned, and the power and the authority of this day shall be strong within them, and my word shall go forth, and I will pick each one of you, the Lord is saying, and we're going to be the weapons of His authority and shall bring down the strongholds of the enemy. Hallelujah. So let's culminate this now. Also, in the other scripture was Psalms 119 and verse 97 to 105. That is, these are messianic scriptures. Psalms 119 and verse 97. Praise the Lord. Psalms 119, verse 97. Annette, is that you? You've been bothering me this whole time. I thought, my, that's a good friend, and I didn't make this is Annette Katz, and we sure appreciate her ministry. Amen. Thank you. Oh boy, did you ever see? Anyway, I said, why is that Annette? I haven't seen you in a while. So we can enjoy the strength and the authority that God is saying in His Word, Psalms 119, verse 97, O how love I thy law, for it is my meditation all the day, and thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Verse 99, underline the whole verse, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I may or might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. For through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. So from verse 97 on down to verse 105, these are the scriptures that pertain unto the childlike nature to bring forth the messianic glory. And that's why Joel said, thy sons and daughters shall prophesy. The anointing of the Lord shall bring forth within the body of Christ great strength. And also in Isaiah 50, it says, behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass, in verse 11, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire. I like that. Underline it. I'm at Isaiah 50 now, verse 11. In other words, keep sparks around you. Hallelujah. Keep the anointing of fire. And this is what Paul told Timothy. Stir up the gift means kindle the coals of fire. Keep the anointing of fire around you. Walk in the light of that fire. Acts 20, Paul says, wherever I go, the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city that I'm to go to Jerusalem. He was walking in the light or in the fire of the sparks that went forth. In other words, every service had the gifts and the fruits and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to where someone in the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. The gifts would come forth and direction would be given to the ministry of the children of God. Hallelujah. And therefore the enemy then tries to come against that type of freedom in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But this is where the sword of David's lust that was a curse has now become and was hung upon the cross, and the atonement and the redeeming power of Jesus turned the sword of the house of David. Now you and I still have the sword, but it has become the Rhema. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit. And a sword shall pierce thy heart also. We could just to say, well, that was of course Mary and her experience of seeing her son be crucified. But that's not what Simeon meant. Of course, the cross had a connotation and had an influence on that sword. But through the cross, the sword that will pierce thy soul also shall reveal the secrets or the thoughts of many hearts. And the only place where that's applicable in Scripture is in 1 Corinthians 14, where when the anointing of the gifts of the Spirit are released in the body of Christ, the sinner walks in and he says, surely God's in the place. And he falls on the power of God. And the gifts of the Spirit are spoken with prophetic anointing, words of knowledge. The power of the Word is spoken. And the activity of Satan is broken because the glory of the Word. See, the glory is returning to the Word. Hallelujah. And as the glory returns to the Word, preaching is changing. I expect ministry and preaching to change very rapidly in the next few weeks. Amen. Some of us are like Abraham. We're holding on to those little darlings. Hermeneutics. Our little theme packages, you know. But God's going to do a work within us. I'm ready. Amen. Bless God, I'm ready. Hallelujah. Oh, that fresh latter-rain anointing. The glory of the harvest is at hand. The new wave of God's upon us. I can feel the spray. 2 Samuel 5 is the first in the Bible that tells of the surfers out on Huntington Beach, California. This week they're having the international champion surfing. Oh, I'd like to preach to those guys. They probably don't even know surfing is mentioned in the Bible. Not under that particular name. But when David went out at the end of 2 Samuel 5, he went out to the valley of Rephaim. And he calls the place Baal Perazim because of the great wave, the great force, and it was a tremendous wave. And David said, we didn't even have to, there was no effort to fight. We just sort of surfed. We sort of rode that force and that wave. And as he, bless God, hallelujah, and as he fought the Philistines, they had a great victory that day because David said there was a great wave. The God of the bursting forth. Hallelujah. You and I are ready for this next wave of anointing. And we're going to ride it on in to land that we've never possessed before. Hallelujah. That authority, praise God. Hallelujah. Begin to move in the word and the glory of the Lord and begin to minister with power. Because the Lord will give you definite direction. You'll be at the right place at the right time. The sword was changed now to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And now the sword of Mary is the anointing of the gifts and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the congregations of God. For the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city. Hallelujah. Therefore, the authority of the Lord will give direction, and the secrets of men's hearts shall be revealed. In other words, now, the sword that tried to cut the lineage of David off, now that sword is a sword of the Rhema, a sword of the Spirit that will cut open men's lives so that the secrets of their heart is made manifest by the authority of the Word. Men will get right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. No more of these 3 points and throw in an illustration sermon. Hallelujah. The glory of the Word, hallelujah, is being brought forth. For when they veil Moses' face, they veil their heart and they veil the Word. Now, the Lord's lifting that veil from our faces. He's lifting that veil from our hearts. And now the third veil is being lifted from the Word. The word for glory, some of you know this, I've expressed this before to you, but the word in the Hebrew for glory is Quran, Q-U-R-A-N, and it means, it's interchangeable with the word sword or horn or lightning bolt. It's the same word that was used for the king of, or the son of righteousness. In the book of Malachi, shall arise with healing in his wings. The Old Testament, or pardon me, the King James Version is wings, but it really means the Amplified is closer to the original. Healing in his glory beams. Hallelujah. Talk about the beams or laser rays or beams. The Holy Ghost has an anointing in his word that will shoot forth. And the glory of God that was upon Moses was not just an aura of light, it was the anointing, that lightning bolt of the presence. No wonder those guys were, those Israelites, put a veil on that guy. He's rocking our religious boat. And this is why the Spirit of God taught us in 2 Corinthians 3, that the glory that was upon Moses will be more excellently fulfilled in the life of the believer today that's filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have the glory that excelleth. Sure, there was a lot of saints in that day, let's say 2,000 years ago. They said, you know what? I bet it was really terrific to be with Moses. Even those that were at on the day of Pentecost, there possibly was others. You know, it was wonderful to be with Elijah. Wouldn't that have been nice to have been when Elijah called down fire from heaven? There's always some discontent ones around. It doesn't matter if Paul the Apostle was sitting next to him. They'd always see something else in the past or something in the future more glorious. But God's saying, have a little heaven and go to heaven in. we're in our finest hour. This generation is seeing some of the wonderful things that the Lord, and we haven't even begun to see what His full potential is. And that was my point when we were talking about the Passover blood. The blood was given to protect the firstborn, because the firstborn's life was in jeopardy in Exodus 12. Isn't that right? And the firstborn is the one who was going to get destroyed. That's why the blood was given. Everybody else in the house got to ride along with their provision. That's why the blood. And that's why the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, know the full potential of the blood. Not to give people fire insurance so that they can miss hell. It's wonderful to be saved. Deuteronomy 6:23 says, I brought you out to bring you in. Some of us are still coming out. You say the same old testimony that any of us could give it. You haven't progressed at all. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy, in the old covenant, says, I brought you out to bring you in. Amen? What have you been brought into? It's wonderful to be saved and to be set free. But oh, let's begin to testify of what we've been brought into. His divine presence. In Exodus 19, verse 2 and 3, I brought you out on eagle's wings with a high arm so that I could bring you in to myself. Hallelujah. When you're set free, our testimony is, thank God I've been redeemed. But praise the Lord, I'm being changed into His image, unto His self. That's why our text is so important. A minister of the sanctuary, also the ministry of the kingdom, the servant type, the civil servant type of the kingdom of God. Jesus said that this ministry, He's a minister of the sanctuary. My wife and I, Marianne and I, really feel that the very crux of success and the believer's strength begins with, of course, a humble and contriteness of the Lord, and then, if you please, discerning the body. Be very sensitive to others. Hallelujah. Discern the body. Strengthen other ministries. Hallelujah. In Acts 26, Paul was giving his testimony, and Jesus said, now, I've appeared unto thee for this purpose. Before that, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I have appeared unto thee. The seven feasts of the Old Testament. Now, the word feast means to appear before the Lord. So now in the New Testament, we have the eighth feast. Jesus is setting forth by the conversion of Saul of Tarsus unto Paul the Apostle. He is giving us a type and shadow of what He's releasing in the body of Christ for this hour. It's reaching its heavenly crescendo of anointing that every member of the body of Christ has a ministry. The feast of ministry is at hand. Jesus is appearing unto His people. His personal presence is moving in your life, and we don't have to have now a card in our pocket explaining our ministry. I'm Peter, here's my net. Or I'm Paul, here's my thorn. Some identifying mark of ministry. The Lord is saying, every one of my children have a priestly anointing. That was God's original concern. In Deuteronomy 4, Israel gave up her priestly anointing, or ministerial authority.
Please turn the tape over. Thank you.
No, we don't want to hear. We don't want to touch the mouth. We don't want to see God. But Moses, if you will hear, we'll obey whatsoever you say. And clergy was begun. And Jesus said, I hate the Nicolaitans, which means, Nico means against the laity. So that's why we spoke as we did this morning, is that there is this realm for those that are, we advise you to get the tapes. It was the negative approach. The very chamber of the Aceldama is against leadership today. Found in Acts chapter 1, the Aceldama, the field of blood. There's two fields, a field of harvest for the laborers of the Lord, and then the spirit of betrayal, the field of blood, that the 30 pieces of silver that betrayed Jesus was bought. That's the field. That is the chamber. That is the approach of the enemy to destroy leadership in our day. And so now the Lord has brought forth the eighth feast, which is the feast of ministry. He initiated it when he used the term, I have appeared unto thee to make you a minister. As the word feast means to appear before. We have seven feasts, and that's God's perfect number, seven, in the Old Covenant. Now we have the eighth feast in the New Testament. It stands for Christ and Messiah, which means the Anointed One. And now we're in a new day. The Lord is not going to allow just superstars here and there. He's going to allow each one of us to be strong because of each other, and we're going to have the feast of ministry. It's already loosed. Hallelujah. Let's seal it with a clap offering of power and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Father. Do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. So we have such a great high priest that is setting free the ministry so that the anointing of the Lord can rest upon us and to bring forth the beauty of the gifts, the fruits of the Spirit, so that the secrets of men's hearts could be revealed. It's His presence being revealed to us. He's calling us. Now begin to move in. We've had a lapse, if you please, of miracles. But we're coming out now with the high arm covenant, which is the covenant of Abraham. And God again is lifting up the high arm covenant upon us. And the high arm covenant of Abraham is released in the body of Christ. And you're going to see divine areas of miracles. Even amputees shall have their limbs grow back again. Any moment God's releasing the restoration healing that He promised us in Joel 2. Hallelujah. I believe that. I loose it in the name of Jesus. As we lay hands upon you, I'm going to put my hands in the oil, and I want everyone to come forward tonight. And we're going to loose the feast of ministry within you. And from this day on, you're going to lay hands upon. And I would like to have you to just raise your hands as and Aaron lifted up the hands of Moses and God's people had the victory. So I'm going to, with the oil, I'm going to put oil on your hands. I'm going to put oil on your forehead. And you're not under the wrath that's on the land today. You're going to be the children or the ministry of the civil service of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And the authority of that ministry, The Greek word, of course, is... Now, remember, there's two words of ministry. Some of you might not have took this down. I want to say it once again. I'm prompted of the Lord. One is the kingdom. The other is the discerning of the body of Christ. The first one is verse 2. A minister of the sanctuary. And that is liturgos. Liturgos. L-I-T-O-U-R-G-O-S. Public servant or public officer. This servant shall carry on the business of God. This minister shall carry on the business of God or the kingdom in the earth. Then the other word for minister is huperetus. This is the feast of ministry. Jesus used the word of a marine. It's a marine term. It means under rower. It means when you row a boat. Huperetus, the under rower. The one who is under the captain of the ship, one captain, one oar. The unusual part about this ministry is there is one oar of force and power. And every minister has access to his portion of oar. And when we elbow each other and knock each other off of the bench, we have to row just that much more harder. Paul says, I just can't stand a quitter. And he elbows John Mark and said, get out of here. And later on he had to say, tell John Mark to come to me and help me roll. Hallelujah! Don't be afraid to go to say, I appreciate you. Your ministry is very helpful. Amen. Because we're rowing together, friend. Oh, I love to row with God's people. Nobody better than the body of Christ. We have a ball. Amen. It's wonderful to recognize, to discern, to loose ministries. I enjoy it. In Irma, this past month, we were over at Christ for Nations. Many of you were there. I got a phone call of a man that, before I asked Marianne to marry me, I had been dating her somewhat, and then I went into Life Bible College. Thought I'd be quite busy there. When you're in love with somebody, you're never too busy. So I wrote her a letter and I said, honey, I sure miss you. I'm coming in Friday night to see you. And the day she got that letter, that night asked her to marry him. Giving him a gospel karate chop. He was the flashiest thing going in those days. A young evangelist, my, what anointing, you know. Here I am, just peon Bible student. But oh, hallelujah. God was good to us. So Marianne just held him off till I got available on Friday night. See what I was going to do, I guess. These women, you know. But anyway, I won't go into that. Lord have mercy. The man's name was Paul Cain. He had such a tremendous, and still does. Paul's gone through such a terrible physical attack. He almost went on to be with the Lord. And he's being mended and coming. Now, he called me and said, well, Brother Chuck, I'm here in Dallas. I'd like to come to your meeting. I said, fine. I'd like to be with you for a while. I said, fine. So when he was Saturday night in the meeting, Spirit of the Lord told me, let him come up. And because this generation, a lot of them have never heard of him. And, you know, we took time to bring him up and let him grab a hold of the oar. And the anointing touched him. The glory of God just healed him. When I got back to the hotel, Marianne said, well, Paul King is calling, wants you, doesn't matter what time it is, if it's close to midnight, call him. I said, Brother Chuck, I've never been treated. He said, I thought a lot of you, and I did love you before now, but I really love you now. He says, this really helped me tonight. I want you to know I appreciate it. I've really been bound. I've really been backward. I don't know how to come forth in many hurts and bruises. Thank God we can be a help to each other. Amen. In so many words, I just said, take a tighter grip on that oar. Bless God. We're all going to make it. We'll be victorious together. Hallelujah. Let's praise God that there'll be a great healing and power. And ministries will be raised up. And fresh ministries and fresh anointings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's happening. We're the under rower. But we row alongside of each other. Hallelujah. Beautiful thing what's happening around the world. Tremendous communion recently. Around the world, great strides of spiritual and leadership healing. Hallelujah. Now, where does that come from? See, the kingdom ministry, this is why Jesus is the minister of the sanctuary, and we'll commence to close now. It goes back to another crescendo of Daniel 7. And in Daniel 7, the Ancient of Days means God the Father is culminating. Ancient of Days means the timing of the Lord is at hand. And this is the way he's going to bring things under its full fulfillment. The Ancient of Days is only mentioned twice in Daniel 7. No other place in the Bible. All God gave was Daniel an insight to what he's doing in our day. It doesn't mean it just happened in Daniel's day. It meant he had a vision. He had a tremendous insight of the tremendous of God's work in the earth. And the Ancient of Days says, this is the way now I'm going to make the wheels of justice. See, truth is falling in the streets in our day. And in Daniel 7, the court is in session, the Amplified Version says. That means all judicial systems come from the throne. Our judicial system is a mockery today of what God intended to be. I'm believing God for Holy Ghost-filled people, and I'll touch on this, we'll go into this more in our next seminar, but how the Holy Ghost is equipping God's people in every vocation of life, in politics, in media, in scientific fields. You'll see a born-again child of God, the body of Christ, is making up the house of the Lord. God will make the people of the Lord inventive, creative, and powerful. We're going to come forth. You know, the Holy Ghost is the greatest scientific inventor there is. Strength came into the feet of the lame man at the gate beautiful. The word strength, two ankles, 2 feet, and the Greek word is stereo. 2,000 years before electricity was ever invented, the Holy Ghost says there will be a stereophonic sound. And I want to show you a spiritual stereophonic healing, because the strength, the stereophonic anointing will be upon the man. Stereo means 2 speakers, and you're in the midst of the sound. So with the healing of the lame man at the gate beautiful, he was in the midst of the creative healing, stereophonic healing of the Lord. Amen. So this is why the Holy Ghost is very creative. Ancient of Days sees and he says, Son of Man, this is the way that I'm going to culminate all things. The minister of the sanctuary is the Son of Man. He says, bring him to me. So the Son of Man in the clouds comes. And the Ancient of Days says in chapter 7 of Daniel, verse 14, and I've been in Pentecost a long time. I've been ministering for almost 30 years in Pentecostal circles. But I never knew the scripture that gave Jesus the right to be the baptizer with the Holy Ghost until recently. I never heard it from anyone else. Spirit of God just showed it to me. It's in Daniel 7:14, where the Son of Man was given all people, all nations, and all languages. And because he was given all people and nations and languages, that gave him the power to be the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Why? To equip the saints so that we can take the strongholds of the enemy. We are the saints of the Most High. Verse 18 of Daniel 7. You will begin to be equipped. And the Lord Jesus has expressed this to me. He said, now when you speak to them, to my people, tell them that the Son of Man is the key to the New Testament, especially the Gospels. Because when the Ancient of Days spoke and gave all people, nations, and languages to the Son of Man, he called him in the Hebrew the highest supernatural being of God or of divine order. And he used the Hebrew word Baranath. Put this in your notes. B-A-R-I-N-A-C-H. The Baranach is the highest supernatural being that all things will be culminated under his feet. And the way he will do it is he equips each one of us to become the saints of the Most High. And when you read the New Testament, everywhere Jesus says, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. And in John 12, even the disciples, because so much emphasis was given to the Son of Man, they said, well, who is this Son of Man? And the Lord has given us the key. Because in the context, wherever the Son of Man is mentioned, go through and begin to read the Bible anew and begin to underline and put on a sheet of paper all the equipping and the connection with the ability of the Lord when he is called the Son of Man. Wherever Jesus mentions it, there is great insight, and it's the key that will open up a force, an anointing upon your life to make you a saint of the Most High that will be equipped with the sensitivity of the gifts that will give you a backbone, which will be the rod of iron to bring forth his authority in the earth. Hallelujah. This is the ministry. Huperitas. The unity of ministry as we roll together. The kingdom ministry of the Son of Man within us that baptizes us with the Holy Ghost that every gift is released. Hallelujah. From this day forward, the anointing of the feast of ministry is upon your hands and upon your forehead. In Ezekiel 9, God's wrath was on the land. The Lord told the man with the linen garment. He said, when that man with the linen garment goes forth, he will see and he will hear. He will notice who's praying. And everybody that's praying for Jerusalem doesn't mean for a particular place over in the Holy Land. It means pray where you are. Amen. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and the othermost part of the earth. Where you begin, where you are, as you're praying, you're sealed with the forehead, or on the forehead, by the man in the linen, which means priestly anointing. You've been given the praise and the victory of the holy priesthood, and also the royal priesthood means setting the captive free. Praise is vertically up to the Lord. The power to set others free is horizontally. That's the cross in our life, and that's why Jesus said, praise me daily. Set somebody free daily, for this is your cross. Carry it, David. Amen. That's the feast of ministry. As we anoint your hands tonight, anoint your forehead, you're brought out from under all of the counsel of men. You're not under the Dow Jones average. You're under Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. You don't have to move next door to Mormons to be provided for. God will take care of you. Amen? Because you're sealed with the garments of praise. We bless your name. We bless your name. Say, Lord, this night I'm going to be anointed for the feast of ministry, and I will yield myself unto thee with the contriteness and humbleness of heart. I shall go forth first ministering to my loved ones, and let your divine healing flow within me. Hallelujah. Please, everybody, look up just for a moment. As I touch you, we're going to agree that something, you and I will agree, that this authority of the Holy Spirit will touch your life, that those around you will also have understanding of what you've been going through with in God's preparation of your life. Some of you, no one understands the depth and the despair. But God took time after Job's experience. He said, Job, I want you to understand now what was happening when you were in the ash heap. When you had to take the ashes and scrape the scores or the sores from your body. When you had to hear how your camels and your cattle and all your wealth and your talent is taken from you. Your sons and daughters were destroyed. Job, I want you to know. I want you to understand now. And Job had the healing of the Lord come upon him because he understood what was happening to him. It was God's working in him. Now Job says, now God says, go and explain to your friends. We speak negatively of Job's comforters, but God says, Job, explain to your friends, those that sat with you in the ash heap, as best you can, so that they'll be healed. Many of you have gone through tremendous ash heaps. But when we lay hands upon you tonight, all of those that were with you, they love you, they sat with you, but yet possibly there has not been that real healing and understanding why you had to go through that ash heap. You're going to have healing around your friends, which is your immediate family, and then possibly others. But every member of your home will have understanding. I'm believing God with you. I don't care if they're saved or unsaved. There's going to be a change in relationship. You're going to be vindicated. You're going to love them? Those that were with you? Maybe they were part of the ash heap. They did not understand. But that chisel is lifted off of you from this night on. And you're going to tell your friends that God was dealing with me. And you won't have to rehash any kind of experience. You'll know that there's been a healing. Amen? But those that were with you, Jehovah God's going to bring healing. Those that sat with you in the ash heap, even though they had their own opinions, they did their best to help. God will reveal why you were there, so that this hour you can serve Him with the full potential of His presence. Thank you, Father. Loose thine anointing. Let there be healing. Those of our loved ones, of our children that went through the ash heap with us. We don't even understand certain things that have happened. To God, vindicate. Oh, Jesus, let there be healing. Don't let there be any bitterness or any ill feelings or any defense or any insecurity. Thank you, Father, that every minister tonight, ministry, has been vindicated by the authority of thy precious blood. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And that's why the Bible is written, so that we will understand and consider Him who bore the contradiction of sin, so that we'll not faint in our mind, but we will be strong and do exploits. Shall we stand? I guess we'll just take the front row, and as I lay hands upon you, and I want everyone to have no Bibles or anything in your hand, please, if you can help it, if you have a purse or something, it'd be all right on your arm, but I want to anoint your hands and your forehead. Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose the feast of ministry upon every life, that we will know we're rowing together. Hallelujah. We will know the power and the authority of thy purpose within us this night. Loose that anointing. Loose that power. Loose the authority of God, that every heart would come in to that anointing. In Jesus' name, I loose your hands. I anoint your hands, and I'll just go around and everybody move over, and then you go around, and that way, just amen, just move up. We anoint your hands in the name of Jesus. We loose that feast of ministry. We loose that authority and the glory of God's healing powers upon you. In the name of Jesus, you're anointed to go forth. We loose that feast of ministry. Glory to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we loose that feast. We loose that authority of divine power. In the name of the Lord, we loose it. Praise God, your hands are anointed. The glory of the Lord is upon you. For my glory and my authority shall be upon you. And you'll see the timing of the Lord. For I will bring you out with a high arm of victory. And the glory of the Lord is around about you. And the healing of the Lord is with you. So this night I've lifted that ash heap from you. And you'll say, yea, the Lord is good. For I will minister with great power. And I shall meet the desire of your heart, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The anointing of the Lord's upon you. You're set free in the feast of ministry. That authority of the Lord's upon you. And my peace and my glory's over you. And my anointing shall bring it to pass. So rise up for a fresh dimension. A refreshing of power shall go forth. And you'll speak it with great joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let that peace, let that authority flow through you. For the feast of ministry is your portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yea, for my peace and my anointing is upon you. and you will be strong in me. Be you raised up for this hour, for my understanding shall be with you, and you'll see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let that authority, let that peace, let that anointing be upon this young vessel in the name of Jesus. Use him, Father, for thy glory. We thank you, Lord. Reach your hands out toward Brother Sister Miller, Lord. Touch Glenn. Refresh him in the power and the anointing of God. Let that authority of the feast of ministry, that he will also be quickened in his friends that went through him during the ash heap. He's ready now, Lord, and I praise you. Touch Irma, we pray, and thank you for that anointing. Her hands are loose for the power and anointed to raise up many ministries. The feast of ministry shall come forth, and the glory of the Lord is around about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Loose that power upon our brother. Loose that anointing of the feast of ministry. All right. Praise the Lord over here. Welcome. Loose that authority, loose that power of God. We just praise the Lord. Loose that anointing, you're set free. Hallelujah. The feast of this. Just be praising the Lord, because when we touch you, that's the laying on of hands. It's sealed with power, it's sealed with anointing. You have the understanding of my spirit, you have the understanding of my heart. Go thou forth and see the anointing. Raise up peace and joy, for you will have the boldness of my spirit to command, and it shall be done. Yea, the authority of my anointing is upon you. That feast of ministry is loose for the power of God. Use my brother. Let the banners of the Lord be high upon him. Let the glory of the Lord, let that power, let that purpose of the Lord be set free in your heart. We seal that feast of ministry. We seal that authority. Loose the glory of our God. Loose the power, loose the authority of that feast of ministry upon this vessel. Loop, I've written upon your heart the poetic joy, for you're a poem unto me, and I shall bring harmony, and you'll see that those of your family, yea, shall be a healing power, yea, that goes through you into them, and you'll know that I have broken the yoke from this hour, and there will be a communication that shall be sweet. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, do it, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Let that glory, let that anointing be upon my brother. Loose the authority of God for the feast of ministries upon you. That anointing, hallelujah, upon these lives. Loose that power. Loose that quickening authority in Jesus' name. Oh, now you come on out now. I've only got about 20 feet of anointing with this tape. Loose that power. Loose that feast of ministry. You're set free. Hallelujah. Loose that anointing, the power of God's upon you. Those have been prayed for, it's all right for you to be seated, I suppose, and we'll just, but rejoice with me. Loose that authority, loose that glory. Under the Bashanda, while the waters are troubled, you're sealed with the feast of ministry. Your hands are sealed, the boldness of the Lord's upon you. The anointing of the Lord shall bring you forth under great power. Use my sister. For I have beautified my anointing in the brush of my authorities upon you, for creative talent shall bring forth the beautiful picture, and you'll be at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. For I've touched and healed, and through the experience that you've went through, the anointing of the Lord shall touch your life with great boldness. You will set many free. Hallelujah. Loose that anointing. Let that glory of your presence, hallelujah, saturate. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let that authority, let that zeal of the house of the Lord be upon you. In the name of Jesus, we loose that feast of his appearing. Father, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, you're set free. Hallelujah. To minister to the body of the Lord. Loose that authority. Loose the zeal of that strength of my house. And you'll go forth and you'll speak with great boldness. Those things that, yea, you've lifted into my hand, the Lord thy God shall set ambushments against the enemy. And you'll see the victory that I've given. Arise up, my child, and know the word of the Lord is within you. That which I have expressed, you're set free to walk in it. That which the anointing of the Lord did speak to you this day, you will see the victory of my covenant. Praise God. That which tried to cut, that which would have tried to bend into heaviness, has been turned into my joy and my victories upon you. Praise the Lord. We just loose the anointing of God upon your hands, upon your body, in the feast of anointing, and the ministry of Almighty God is upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, minister with power. Asha karabarianda labo shantai. Ye shabarika labo shantai. Let the anointing rest upon you. I feel everybody to speak in the spirit. Kanda labo shanda labarianda labo shantai. Ye labaranda labo shanda labarantai. Loose that power. Go forth in my anointing. Go forth with my peace. Hallelujah. Let the glory, let my presence come upon you. Let my zeal of my house go before you, for you're setting many free. Let that authority for your forehead shall be strong, and you'll go forth under my power. For you shall be strong and do exploits. For the hand of the Lord's upon you, and the zeal of my strength, and the authority of my word, doth abide and will not waver. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that glory, let that understanding be upon you. Praise God. Bless, doctor, we pray with that power and that authority, for the feast of ministry shall flow, and through his hands shall bring great healing and understanding. Glory to God. That anointing that I've loosed within you shall be firm in my word, shall mature with great zeal. Thou shalt loose many with the joy of the Lord. Yea, your joy shall be full, for my peace shall surround you, and the anointing of the Lord shall lift thee up, and you'll come into the heritage of the firstborn. Thou shalt come into the inheritance that I have provided for my people. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the authority that you have in me. Yea, for the feast of ministry shall be loosed, and many shall go, under the power of my anointing. Get ready, for I'm bringing you into that refreshing. Hallelujah, the great healing of the Lord. The wonderful closeness of the Lord is upon you. Praise God. Oh, Karabasikaravariyantai. Oh, Sharavariyantaravasiya. Let that anointing oil of the healing of the Lord, praise God, bring it to pass. Thank you, Father. Let the healing, let the strength of Almighty God flow through my brother. Let the anointing of the Lord bring healing to everyone around you. Let that peace saturate your dwelling, for you're set free. And as you come this night, the Lord thy God will send the word. And that is tried, the enemy's trying to burden this one that you have on your heart. But I say unto thee, they are set free, because you come this night believing you shall see the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We anoint these hands together with thy understanding and thy power, for your forehead shall be stronger than theirs, and you'll go forth with my understanding. For I'll open your understanding, yea, with the resurrection of my life. You shall proclaim my word with great strength and understanding. There shall be great joy that shall follow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For that touch, yea, that thrill of my presence shall be strong upon you, and you'll see that the Lord is good. We loose you in the feast of ministry. Praise God. We accept it, Father. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, do a work in my brother's life. Let that ministry, let that power come forth in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Undertake, and we thank you for it, that ministry of power and glory. Loose that authority. Karaboshanda. Ye Kuriyadavarekiboshokoliandai. Ye Salavariandai. For the creative talent is released within you, and you begin to go forth and teach that which I have expressed. For the anointing of my voice is upon thee. For the seed and the shadow is thy portion. Be strong and see it. Hallelujah. Oh, let that revelation of my strength. Therefore many are set free, but thou shalt rest and see the anointing of the Lord and the new dimension of my obedience. Yea, because the word of the Lord doth dwell in thee. Yea, the captain of the host of the Lord is upon you. Therefore you can say and speak these things that many will bring many unto joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, we've loosed the feast of ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Let that authority come forth. Let the zeal of the house of the Lord be real unto your hearts. Praise God. Praise God. You are the words. Help me. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praise to your name I will bring. You are the mighty God, you are the Lord of lords, you are the King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's rejoice again. Amen. Father, we praise you. We love you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.